Last night was all a blur. I can't even remember what time we moved to the bedroom, and I barely even drank anything. I remember snippets, fragmented moments when his tongue and lips were between my legs, bringing me to the brink over and over. Every time my body clenched up and I held my breath, he'd intentionally stop. He knew my body, its sweet spots and most sensitive parts, like he'd studied it for a test. It felt like we'd known each other forever. I couldn't believe I'd only just met him when he rang my doorbell at 8:02 p.m. Like an 8mm film, the footage flips through my recall and I can envision the moment when I sat up on my elbows to prop up my torso so our eyes could connect. If I squeeze my eyes shut, I can feel the sweat on my back again and the sheets sticking to me. His eyes were a gorgeous icy blue. His hair was dirty blonde and still full. His skin, softer than any I'd ever felt on a man, was practically hairless. So smooth and warm. Good genes. Panic came over me as I glanced at the clock and realized we had only another hour left, and I wasn't sure what to do. I needed to get the beautiful stranger to push me over the edge before he had to get the fuck out of Dodge. I was still new at this. His tongue grazed my swollen clitoris. I pleaded with him to let me orgasm, and I didn't realize how desperate I was until I heard it in my voice. Thank God he smiled as he wiped his mouth and crawled on top of me. When his lips met mine, he tasted of me, and I wasn't completely turned off. In fact, I got more aroused the more he kissed me intensely, unabashedly. I could feel him throbbing against the front of my thigh. All I had to do was bear down on him, and he would glide right into me.